Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Hey, it's Will Friedle.
And Sabrina Bryan.
And we're the hosts of the new podcast, Magical Rewind.
You may know us from some of your favorite childhood TV movies, like My Date with the President's Daughter.
And the Cheetah Girls movies.
Together, we're sitting down to watch all the movies you grew up with and chat with some of your favorite stars and crew that made these iconic movies happen.
So kick back, grab your popcorn, and join us. Listen to Magical Rewind on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. Brought to you by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
President Donald Trump has been given this letter. It's a letter that says he's going to be indicted again, this time for election interference. He did his first interview on this subject in a long format with Sean Hannity. Now, this comes as the whistleblowers testifying before Congress as well. And an FBI whistleblower has testified under oath that the FBI won't allow 11,000 plus hours of January 6 footage to be released because it would expose undercover agents committing crimes inside the Capitol. This is new testimony. You're going to hear this for the first time from this FBI whistleblower. Listen carefully.
Those individuals were inside the Capitol, to which the SSA responded back. And I was privy to these conversations firsthand. Why can't you show us, why can't you just send us, give us access to the 11,000 hours of video that's available? Because there may be UC's, undercover officers, or CHS's, confidential human sources, on those videos whose identity we need to protect.
So, Mr. Allen, you got retaliated against.
This is a guy who's saying he got retaliated against, as you just heard there in this response. You've got a whistleblower saying they won't let you see this because there's so many government agents, as he describes it. I have no reason to believe that he's lying, by the way. I have so many, okay, so many different FBI undercover agents committing crimes, as he described it, within the Capitol. Okay, within the Capitol. Let me say that again. Within the Capitol. Now, this comes as well at the same time when Donald Trump has done an interview talking about a lot of this and what this means moving forward for him. He did a town hall with Sean Hannity. Listen carefully to what he had to say.
That was so great. I fired Comey very early. And a lot of people said, oh, you should have done it. Well, you know, they're given a term. They'd give it a term very early, not immediately early, but very early, early in a few months. And I got rid of this guy. And by doing that, it was like you threw a rock at a hornet's nest. The whole thing collapsed. You saw the love letters back and forth with the different people talking about the insurance policy. You know what the insurance policy, that was against me.
That was how to.
If she for some reason loses, darling, we have an insurance policy. The insurance policy is they'll get me out one way or the other. They'll get me out. Because you know what? This is 30, 35 years of being put into government, and you get there. And initially, I didn't know people in Washington. I was there 17 times in my entire life. I never stayed over before this. All of a sudden, I'm president of the United States. I relate. And we had tremendous people also. Don't forget, biggest tax cuts in history, biggest regulation cuts in history, rebuilt our military, took out ISIS. Took out Soleimani, took out al-Baghdadi, the two biggest terrorists in the world. I mean, what we did was incredible. Strongest border we've ever had. Everything was good. No inflation. Best economy in history. We did all of this stuff. We had tremendous people. Look, they made a lot of money.
Yeah.
We had tremendous people. But we also had some. You rely on others. You rely on people that you knew. You rely on other politicians to give you answers. And you find out that they are rhinos or they gave you bad advice. So we had some that weren't good. But when you think, Comey had a term. He had many years left in that term. I said, this guy's bad news. I realized it very early in the administration. I fired him. And it was wild. That's when we found out all of the corruption. Had I not fired Comey, you wouldn't know any of the things that you were talking about.
You think they would have destroyed you?
Well, they were trying to take me out. Yeah, they were trying to take me out. I mean, it was like a coup. Had I not, it's very interesting. Some people that are very smart, that you know very well, said when I did it, oh, that was a mistake, you're going to cause. Now they say it was the greatest instinctual move they've ever seen, because Comey was a very bad guy, and Comey led that group of thugs in there, and they were doing a number. It's very dishonest. It's years and years of putting in people, Democrats and rhinos and other people, but putting them into office. And we got rid of a lot of them, but we're going to get rid of a lot more, because you have some bad people.
By the way, you can hear the crowd there cheering at the fact that he said, we're going to get rid of a lot of these people, a lot more. And I do believe this is what this election is going to come down to. When you look at what the deep state has done, when you look at how this is playing out, and you look at the way that they have come after Donald Trump, you look at January 6th and all these informants that this new whistleblower is saying are there, right? Like they're there to commit crimes. They're there to get others to commit crimes. They were there committing crimes. And now what are they doing? Now they're saying, oh, Donald Trump tried to overthrow the will of the people on January the 6th in this probe. Another indictment is looming. It's election interference, right? They're trying to interfere with this election. This is election interference. This is clearly the front runner. Right. This is the front runner of the GOP right now, who's beating everybody by a significant margin. This is nothing more than election interference. Major Taylor Green called this absolute bull. You know what? I think that's a honest, actually a really fair and mild analysis. And this is where Republican lawmakers need to make sure they come in and defend the rule of law. And understand that this is not the banana republic that we live in, as much as Democrats are trying to turn us into a communist country. The Democratic Party, I said this earlier, and I'm going to keep saying it because people need to understand it. The Democratic Party is dead. The Democratic Party is dead. It is a socialist communist party that's trying to overthrow the will of the people. That's what you need to understand. House GOP conference chairman Stefanik reacted to the news by calling the potential indictment unprecedented and a corrupt witch hunt. Joe Biden's Department of Justice continues to target his leading political opponents for the White House. And that's what they're doing. Congressman Byron Donald said if President Trump is going to be indicted for his speeches before January 6th, then when is Senator Bernie Sanders going to be indicted for his speeches that led to the attempted murder of Steve Scalise and other Republicans? I think there's a great point to be made there as well. Wesley Hunt said, Jack Smith, Biden's attack dog is at it again. What part of these tweets are confusing? Never in American history have we seen the weaponization of the federal government like this to interfere in an election. President Trump, he says, will be the nominee. House Speaker Kevin McCarthy slamming the DOJ in his reaction to the news, saying President Trump just increased his lead in the polls. So what does the Biden administration do next? Weaponize government to go after President Biden's number one opponent. This is not equal justice. It's wrong. And the American people are tired of it. He's right.
Recently, President Trump went up in the polls and was actually surpassing President Biden for re-election. So what do they do now? Weaponize government to go after their number one opponent. It's time and time again. I think the American public is tired of this. They want to see equal justice. And the idea that they utilize this to go after those who politically disagree with them is wrong.
Kevin McCarthy's saying it right. Ronnie Jackson, Congressman Jackson, stand with Trump. Democrats know they can't beat Trump in 2024, so they've weaponized the FBI yet again to try to take him down. These people will deeply regret this when Trump is back in the White House. And if Trump does get reelected, with all this that's happened to him and all these indictments, let me make it clear. He will have a mandate to go in and fire everyone and totally overhaul the deep state, which he should do, by the way. These people should lose all power. You should not take any chances of people hiding in the shadows who have done what they have done. They need to go. Now, before I get into more of this story, I want to say thank you and tell you about our good friends at Patriot Mobile. They are now offering a performance guarantee. If you're not happy with your coverage, you can switch between the three major carriers for free. Yeah, Patriot Mobile is America's only Christian conservative wireless provider. They offer nationwide coverage on the best G4 and G5 networks, the same network and towers you're using right now. The difference is not only do you get the same great quality that you're used to, but they actually are a company that fights to preserve our God-given rights and freedoms. So this year, resolve to stop spending your money with companies that don't align with your values. In fact, actually fight against what you believe in. Switch to Patriot Mobile. You'll be supporting First and Second Amendment groups, the rights of unborn children, and even helping with adoptions. It is easy to switch. Call them right now or go online to patriotmobile.com/Ferguson. That's patriotmobile.com/Ferguson or call them 878-PATRIOT. You're going to get free activation with the offer code Ferguson. That's 878-PATRIOT or patriotmobile.com/Ferguson. Donald Trump is angry because this government keeps coming after him and this government's trying to overthrow the will of the people. That's very clear. Donald Trump is also angry because of the double standard that we now know about. In fact, the House Oversight is now breaking new news that there are now estimates, and I want you to listen closely, the first time I've ever said this, that there was up to $100 million that flowed through the Biden family. Representative Andy Biggs, a Republican from Arizona, went on Fox Business and said, it's a lot more money than we ever could have imagined that the Bidens were making selling out this country. I want you to listen to what he had to say about just how much money we're talking about.
FBI agent confirming and corroborating to the House Oversight Committee key details of what the IRS whistleblower Gary Shapley said in testimony about the alleged cover-up into Hunter Biden's shady business deals, the influence peddling of the Biden family. The committee says that the agent told them how both the Secret Service and the Biden transition team were tipped off about their planned Hunter Biden interview the night before. And on the day of the interview, federal agents were told to stand by and not approach Hunter Biden. Tomorrow, IRS whistleblower Gary Shapley, whistleblower X, and House Ways and Means Committee Chairman Jason Smith will appear before the House Oversight Committee in testimony. Joining me right now to get ahead of it is Arizona Congressman Andy Biggs. He is a member of the House Oversight and Judiciary Committees. Congressman, it's good to see you this morning. This story continues with new information every day. First, let's talk about the agent now corroborating what Gary Shapley said. What can you tell us?
Well, the agent has confirmed two important aspects of it, and it's the theme of the whole thing of this investigation. Number one is the Biden family itself and their dealings. And so he's corroborated everything from the transactions that took place. The other thing that goes on is the actual interference by Department of Justice into that investigation being conducted by line IRS agents and other line agents, that they basically came in and stopped search warrants from being executed. They tipped off Hunter Biden's attorneys and the Secret Service to prevent him from being interviewed by these line agents. And then they have the audacity to come back and say, let's stand down. We're not going to go in and do any of this stuff. So he's corroborating the IRS whistleblowers have said as well. So this is being corroborated throughout and being ignored by the Democrats and the left. But the reality is this is becoming more salient, there's more gravitas, there's more weight to this all the time. And that's what we're going to see tomorrow when we get these whistleblowers in front of the Oversight Committee.
Yeah, I mean, this sounds awfully familiar to me in terms of what the FBI did for Hillary Clinton. And now they're doing the same thing, protecting the Biden family, if these whistleblowers are correct. What are you going to get tomorrow when you speak with all of these people under sworn testimony? What are you expecting to drill down on?
Well, I think we're going to see on the actual investigation side of it, they're going to corroborate that there were 20 different shell corporations, multiple accounts, millions of dollars coming through, being laundered through those accounts. They'll corroborate the suspicious activities reports and that that Joe Biden was the big guy. I think they're going to corroborate that. And that gets to the other part. They're also going to talk about the slow walking and the interference, that they were not even allowed to interview Hunter Biden, and that when they believed him to be the big guy, they were basically told to stand down. The optics are bad. We can't go in and investigate. And they basically pulled the plug on this investigation. So it's going to be dramatic corroboration of much of what we've heard, but they'll expand on it.
You know, Congressman, we've spoken with James Comer a number of times, the chairman of the Oversight Committee, who has told us that he's trying to identify what specifically the Biden family was being paid for. So you're talking about 20 different shell accounts which were receiving money from foreigners, and then from there the money was going into Biden family accounts. Yeah. What specific job or policy decision can you identify to warrant this kind of money that he was being paid?
Well, first of all, there's no legitimate reason for those accounts to be set up. There's no legitimate product or service that they're providing. What we are finding, however, is that, I mean, the most glaring is that you got Tony Bobulinski previously testified that Joe Biden was the big guy. And the most glaring example of a service that leads to the belief of corruption is Joe Biden's coming out afterwards saying that he held $1 billion of taxpayer funding that was supposed to go to Ukraine hostage until the attorney general of Ukraine, the main prosecutor who was investigating Burisma, by the way, upon a company who Hunter Biden sat as a director and another Hunter Biden associate sat as directors, and they were getting paid big money. Joe Biden held that money hostage until that attorney general was fired by the then president of Ukraine. And then that money was released. Yeah.
This is just unbelievable, Congressman. What about China? Because there are so many actions that this president has taken, whether as president or even as vice president, with regards to China. And it's so soft. For example, he signed a memorandum of understanding back in 2014, allowing Chinese companies to trade on U.S. exchanges but not follow auditing rules. I mean, who the heck would put that in place, putting investors in America at risk of investing in these companies when they have no idea if their audits are actually on the level, if what they're telling us in terms of their profits are actually real? We allow these companies to trade on major exchanges and we don't need them to follow the same auditing rules that American companies do?
Yeah. People who would sign that kind of agreement might just be seeing money filtered in from a Chinese energy company called CEFC, close ties to the Chinese Communist Party, that is providing millions of dollars through these same shell corporations, through these same bank accounts, for actually nothing more than those types of influence and those kind of policies. And so people wonder, you know, is Joe Biden basically compromised as vis-a-vis the Chinese Communist Party, which runs China, of course? And these things begin to look real. And we're talking, Maria, we're talking literally, it's not $10 million. It's well over $20, $30 million, and some estimates as high as $100 million flowing through these accounts. And so
did you hear what he just said? I wanted you to hear all that because he was laying it out, and Andy Biggs is a guy that understands the money laundering here. There was two things he just said. Number one, a former FBI agent confirms the IRS whistleblower's testimony. Okay, that's number one. And that IRS whistleblowing testimony is this, that the FBI headquarters changed plans to interview Hunter Biden and stopped it, number one. And then number two, as he just described it there, the amount of money that is coming through to the Biden crime family could be well in excess of $100 million. $100 million. Now you understand why they want to indict Donald Trump this week. Now you understand why they sent this target letter this week. When you hear about $100 million and you hear about an FBI that headquarters that didn't allow the FBI to do their job and wouldn't allow them to interview the president's son because he was the president's son or the former vice president's son at the time, now you understand it. This is what happens. This is what happens when you have a rogue government that is out of control. Let me also tell you about our friends at Augusta Precious Metals. Have you been saving a long time for retirement? Well, if you have, you've probably been really stressed out over the last year with interest rates have been skyrocketing, inflation issues, bank failures, and people that have actually lost some money in their retirement accounts. If you aren't invested and diversified in gold, you should check out Augusta Precious Metals. Augusta Precious Metals, they're just different. They'll even tell you if a gold IRA isn't your answer. They give you the facts about gold and precious metals. It's all about protecting your IRA and protecting your 401k in this crazy economy. And it's so important if you're in retirement or close to retirement because there's no time to make up losses. Now, if you've had those losses, you know what I'm talking about. So if you've saved $100,000 or more, take a look at their free guide that they'll send you. And they'll do a one-on-one conference with you to talk about your financial portfolio. Both are filled with economic insights, and their gold IRA info will give you peace of mind of knowing that, hey, you can protect your hard-earned dollars. 877, the number 4, gold IRA. That's 877, the number 4, gold IRA. Or visit AugustaPreciousMetals.com. That's AugustaPreciousMetals.com. .com or 877, the number 4, gold IRA. FBI informant record contains damning allegations against Joe Biden. This FBI form documenting the agency's conversation with an informant contains brutal allegations against the President of the United States of America. The unclassified form, which Republican members of Congress fought to obtain from the FBI, was released late last night by Senator Chuck Grassley. The FD 1023 form alleging then Vice President Joe Biden was directly involved in a $5 million bribery scheme with a Burisma executive. That has been released. The memo revealed several conversations with the informant called a confidential human source or a CHS throughout the document. It is discussing in the conversations that the informant had with the founder of the Ukrainian oil and natural gas company, Burisma. So he's talking with the founder, talking with the guy who started it, talking with the guy that hired Hunter Biden and other members of his crime syndicate to be board members during the Obama-Biden administration. Now, despite his father's handling of Ukraine as part of his portfolio as vice president, they knew this and they knew he had the ability to get things done holding up American aid. Burisma, at the time when they put Hunter Biden and his friends on that board, really just to funnel money, was facing an investigation for corruption. Biden would later publicly brag, we played it before, about successfully pressuring the Ukrainian government to fire the prosecutor investigating Burisma and threatened to withhold money from Ukraine, a billion-dollar loan guarantee that they desperately needed. He was proud of this. Now, this form contained allegations from the informant and those that the informant spoke with, that Biden helped Burisma in exchange for the millions of dollars in bribes. The allegation includes in this document, number one, that according to the informant, during a meeting he had in Ukraine with Burisma executives in late 2016, a top Burisma official said Burisma had hired Hunter Biden to, quote, protect us through his dad from all kinds of problems, quote unquote. Number two from this form, 2 months after the first Burisma meeting, this confidential human source and another associate had a meeting with the CEO at an outside coffee shop of Burisma. When this confidential human source told the Burisma CEO that Sokin's investigation would have a substantial negative impact on his company's prospective IPO in the United States, that CEO replied something to the effect of, quote, don't worry, Hunter will take care of all those issues through his dad, quote unquote. Number three, the meeting with the CEO of Burisma took place around the time that Vice President Joe Biden quote, made a public statement about the former Ukrainian prosecutor, Viktor Sokin, being corrupt, and that he should be fired and removed from office, clearly laying that groundwork. Number four, that CEO of Burisma told this confidential human source, quote, it took $5 million to pay one Biden and $5 million to pay another Biden, quote unquote. He also told the confidential human source that although Hunter Biden was stupid and that his dog was smarter, he needed to keep Hunter Biden on the board so everything will be okay. The Burisma CEO also told the confidential human source that both Hunter Biden and Joe Biden told him to hire Hunter Biden. So the vice president at the time was like, you hire my son so we can funnel the $10 million. When the confidential human source advised the CEO of Burisma to fire Hunter Biden and deal with Sokin's investigation directly to keep the issue inside of Ukraine and not turn it into an international matter, the CEO of Burisma responded something to the effect of, quote, don't worry, this thing will go away, away. Then the CEO told the confidential human source that, quote, it's too late to change his decision, which the confidential human source understood to mean that the CEO had already paid the Bidens, presumably to deal with Sokin. Fast forward, and shortly after, President Donald Trump was elected, but had not taken office yet. The confidential human source had a conference call with the CEO of Burisma. That CEO said he was not happy about Trump's win, and said that he didn't want to pay the Bidens, but he was pushed to pay them. That Burisma CEO also stated that Sokin had already been fired and no investigation was currently going on, and that nobody would find out about his financial dealings with the Bidens. That confidential source also said that the CEO had many text messages and quote-unquote recordings that showed he was coerced to make payments to the Bidens. In 2019, in a call between that confidential human source and the CEO, Burisma, that CEO said regarding payments to the Bidens that he did not send any funds directly to the big guy, which that confidential human source understood to clearly reference Joe Biden. The CEO said it would take investigators, quote, 10 years to find the records, illicit payments to Joe Biden because of all of the shell companies. And finally, on June the 29th of 2020, the confidential human source said that that CEO of Burisma had said he had a total of 17 recordings involving the Bidens, two that included Joe Biden and 15 that included Hunter Biden. The confidential human source also said that that CEO stated that he had two documents, which the confidential human source understood to be wire transfer statements, bank records, etc. That evidence that some payments to the Bidens were made, clearly in exchange for Sokin, the prosecutor's firing. The form, known as an FD-1023, is now being undermined by Democrats because they say, well, part of it's in Russian, so how can we know what it's actually saying? Because apparently we're too stupid to get translators to translate it. I'm not joking. That is now their defense of this work coming out. Make sure you share this podcast, please, on social media. Hit that little forward button. Write us a 5-star review. It helps us tremendously on our rankings when it helps us reach new listeners, new conservatives out there that may not know about the show, and I'll see you back here tomorrow.
I'm Jack Armstrong. He's Joe Getty. We're the Armstrong and Getty Show.
We cover the stories the mainstream media ignores.
Stories that are important to your life and important to the world.
The election, of course.
The many trials of Donald Trump.
Couple of wars.
Gender-bending madness.
Why are kids looking at so much social media?
And we bring you the stories the mainstream media is on,
but we do it without the left-wing media spin.
Listen to Armstrong and Getty On Demand on America's number one podcast network, iHeart.
Open your free iHeart app and search the Armstrong and Getty Show to start listening.
More Than a Movie is back with Season 2. I'm your host, Alex Fumero. And each week, I'm going to talk to the people behind your favorite movies. From The Godfather, Andy Garcia.
He has the smarts of Vito, the temper of Sonny, the warmth of Fredo, and the coldness of Michael.
To the legend behind La Bamba, Lou Diamond Phillips.
When I walked in, I didn't think I had a shot at Richie because John Stamos's picture was already up on the wall.
Listen to More Than a Movie on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.